Following the wet weather yesterday, it's nice to see the sunshine again today. We're looking at a blend of clouds and sun as we work through the late afternoon and early evening hours. Temperatures are quite comfortable today, and the other big change is on the humidity side. It was muggy over the weekend, but those dew point temperatures have dropped off as the muggy air has moved off to the southeast of us, so we're looking at dry week in terms of humidity, though not dry in terms of the chances for rainfall, and temperatures will take a bit of a tumble, especially by the middle part of the week. It may feel more like May, maybe even early May, than early June across our area. Also want to mention the tropics, which have been pretty active here in the early part of the tropical weather, the hurricane season. Tropical Storm Colin formed over the weekend. The storm will race across northern Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas overnight and then emerge off the coast early tomorrow morning. The storm will pass well south of Long Island, so it will not have an impact directly on our weather here. Though I will mention, if you do have plans to go to the beaches of Long Island, Cape Cod, New Jersey, basically into the ocean beaches here along the eastern coast, be aware that there will be some large waves and the threat for rip currents over the next few days. For us, our focus will turn to an increasing chance for rainfall as we go through the next couple of days. We could even see a shower come through tonight as a disturbance enters our area. Temperatures tonight will fall back into the 50s to near 60 degrees, warmest in our lower elevations and coolest across the mountains. Moving into the day on Tuesday, we'll have a disturbance come into our area, so we're looking for variably to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be a breezy day, and there's the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures tomorrow will still hold mainly in the 70s, and then we will see those temperatures really drop off on Wednesday, with daytime highs mainly in the 60s, and that cool weather theme will continue into the day on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, patchy fog, low in the 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, windy and cooler with highs in the 60s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy, breezy and cool with highs again in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.